Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between two California League North Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, a battle of two California League North Division foes. We're about to do our keys to the game. We're going to be a little bit different here in our pregame show tonight, so stay tuned for our keys to the game. It's about to happen right here at Chuck Chansey Park. We're very excited for that. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight as well as the Grizzlies. They are coming in with a record of 70-47. They are 34-17 in the second half. So we're about to do our keys to the game. Stay tuned right here for them. All right, we'll have a little bit of a change of plans, but your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 70-47. They are 34-17 in the second half. The Grizzlies, the best overall record in the California League North Division standings. They also have the best overall record in the California League. The Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts by 4 games in the second half. While on the other side, the Stockton Ports come in with a record of 43-74. They're 18-33 in the second half. The Stockton Ports have already been eliminated from playoff contention after last night's loss as we get set for first pitch tonight. The Grizzlies win last night by a score of 4-1 over the Stockton Ports. They have won now 2 of the first 3 games of the series. The Grizzlies looking to get back on track with another win tonight as we just saw a couple ceremonial first pitches. And we're also going to get set for keys to the game.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success.
Good evening, everyone. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number 1, Franzen fools Stockton. Caleb Franzen needs to go at least 5 innings and strike out at least 5 with less than 2 walks. Key number 2, trust the Grizzlies' bullpen. Once Franzen exits the game, the Grizzlies' bullpen needs to continue their strong play like they have done all series. Key number 3, turn at least 1 double play late. The Grizzlies need to turn a key double play late if runners get on to get out of a jam. Let's go get another win. Back to you, Mark.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Hello and welcome to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. My name is Stephen Rice. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV as we get set for Friday Night Baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies here for Friday Night Baseball, Game 4 of 6 in a California League matchup with the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics as we get set for first pitch. Your Fresno Grizzlies, 70-47 overall. They are 34-17 in the second half. On the other side, the Stockton Ports, 43-74 overall. They are 18-33 in the second half. The Grizzlies have taken two of the first three games of the series, including last night's 4-1 win over the Ports. It was Connor Stain following suit of what Michael Perseki and hopefully Caleb Franzen will do tonight. Connor Stain went a career-high 6 innings. He struck out a career-high 8, allowing one unearned run on 5 hits and no walks. And the Grizzlies lineup helping out Stain as well. They notched 9 hits, all singles, but the middle of the lineup, 3-4-5, went 8-for-12 with all 3 RBI and 2 runs scored as the Grizzlies won 4-1. Tonight, the Grizzlies give the ball to the left-hander in Caleb Franzen, a 3-4 record, a 4.69 ERA. The Ports, they give the ball to right-hander Luis Morales, an 0-3 record, a 2.92 ERA, as the Grizzlies look to take 3 in a row in the first 3 of 4 of this series. The Grizzlies, a big win last night, and they look to do it again tonight with Franzen on the bump. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with two Grizzlies for a day. That's right, we have two kids here at the ballpark that got to enjoy kids for the day. They got to hang out with Steve Solis and the rest of the Grizzlies. That's right, we have 13-year-old Landon and 10-year-old Chase who joined us on the pregame show, and we talked about how their day went, their love for baseball, and what they would do if the Grizzlies win tonight's game. Our pregame guests are Landon and Chase, the Grizzlies, for a day. When we come back right after this, we'll have that interview with them. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Hello. Grizzlies for a day. Landon and Chase, I'm glad you could join us on the pregame show. First, I want to ask you guys, how old are you guys and how excited are you guys for being here?
Well, I'm 13 and I'm actually really, really excited. So,
yeah. I'm 10 and I'm just excited that I get to be in the dugout for the game.
Yeah, you guys get a chance to really watch what the Grizzlies do on an everyday basis. But what has been your favorite part of today?
The hitting practice with the fly balls and stuff. It's really, really cool.
And what was your favorite part?
Probably going into the batting cages and getting to hit with a wooden bat.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you guys have ever dealt with something like that, too. But are you guys sports fans?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite sport?
It's baseball and football. It's like a mixed.
Okay. Thing. Are you a baseball and football fan as well, too?
No, just baseball.
Just baseball. Smart. Now, I also heard that you like to broadcast a little bit, talk about players and stats. Do you have a favorite baseball player?
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts, and why Mookie Betts?
I don't really know.
He's a great player as well, too. And I heard you're a 49ers fan, too.
Yeah.
So how exciting is it going to be watching the 49ers maybe get back to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, I hope they do. But with our team right now,
Yeah, spring, you know, they're still going through their spring practices as well, too. Hopefully they can stay healthy this year, too.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, he went to Stanford. We actually have a guy on our team named Cody Huff who went to Stanford as well, too. But you had a chance to also do some workouts as well with your brother, and you got a chance to talk with Steve Solis. Did he give you any wisdom, any words of advice?
Yeah, But I forgot it. So.
Did you remember anything that he told you as well, too?
Yeah, he told me a lot of, like, different quotes, and it was deep.
Okay, so you heard some deep quotes as well, too. But now you're going to be in the dugout during the game, too. Now, first, you were told from Mark Brewer, the pitching coach, to not get thrown out as well, too. But how excited are you to watch the Grizzlies play in the dugout?
I think it's just really cool that I get to be with the players and hear what they have to say about the game.
And how about you?
Exactly what he said. And it's a better experience than just sitting up in the cheap seats and, like, not being able to see the game at all.
Well, I hope that you get a chance to maybe help out a little bit as well, too. But if the Grizzlies win, what's the celebration going to be like for both of you guys?
We'll go home and drink all the soda we can.
All the soda we can. Okay, Mom and Dad, you got to hear that. All the sodas that they can. What are you going to do after the Grizzlies win tonight?
So I'm going to go home, then I'm going to get a good sleep knowing the Grizzlies won.
Okay, that's exactly what I want to hear. The final question that we have, too, what is going to be your biggest thing afterwards? Are you going to come back to a Grizzlies game? Are you going to maybe say, hey, I want to become a manager long term?
Well, I would like to work here.
Okay.
In that environment, and also get paid a lot. And I'm definitely coming back to a Grizzlies game.
Good. I can't wait to have you back as well, too. And I know you're excited as well.
Yeah, I want to go to a lot of Grizzlies games. And I think doing this is once in a lifetime.
Well, I'm so glad you both are here, and we can't wait to see what happens for the Grizzlies. Guys, thanks for joining us for Grizzlies for a Day.
Hello, and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening, and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between two California League North Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Oakland Athletics and Colorado Rockies as we get set for first pitch. A big thank you to Landon and Chase for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to two youngsters who are in the Grizzlies for the day. They are currently at the home plate meeting with manager Steve Solis, manager Gregorio Petit, and our umpires in Tatum Littleton and David Sobol. The Grizzlies tonight, they come with a record of 70-47 overall. They have a 34-17 record in the second half. The Grizzlies, a 4-game lead over the Modesto Nuts. The Grizzlies, they're looking to get into the postseason for the third straight year and a matchup with the San Jose Giants in the divisional round. The Giants, of course, winning the first half. The Stockton Ports, they've been eliminated from playoff contention. They are 43-74 overall, 18-33 in the second half. The Ports, 27 games out of first, 16 games out of first in the second half. So the Ports, with 15 games remaining, have officially been eliminated from playoff contention. But the Ports can play spoiler tonight as they give the ball to right-hander Luis Morales, an 0-3 record, a 2.92 ERA. The Grizzlies counter with left-hander Caleb Franzen, a 3-4 record, a 4.69 ERA. The Grizzlies have taken two of the first three games of the series. So the Ports looking to split the first four games of the series. The Grizzlies last night a 4-1 win. Connor Stain, career highs in innings 6 and career highs in strikeouts with 8. 1 unearned run. No walks. He allowed just 5 hits. He was fantastic on the evening. The bullpen followed. They were fantastic as well. Carson Skipper, Braxton Hyde, and Zach Agnos. The offense, though, they were great as well. They notched 9 singles. All their hits were singles. The 3-4-5 batters in the Grizzlies lineup went 8-for-12 with all 3 RBI. They had 2 runs scored as well. A career night for Bryant Bendicourt with 3 hits. Andy Perez tying a season high with 3 hits. Kyle Karros, his first multi-RBI and multi-hit game in a Fresno jersey. 2 hits and 2 RBI. So the Grizzlies looking to take 3 of the first 4 games of the series as we get set for first pitch here at Chuck Chancey Park. We just saw the mound or the plate visit end between managers and our Grizzlies for a day in Landon and Chase, who joined us on the pregame. A lot of fun to talk to the both of them as well as we get set for first pitch. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Stockton Ports under manager Gregorio Petit, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Here's their starting lineup. Leading off and playing second base, number 12, Derek Salome. Batting second, the first baseman, number 28, Will Simpson. Batting third, the right fielder, number 3, Henry Bolte. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 18, Carlos Franco. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 7, Yaniel LeBoy. Batting sixth, in center field, number 6, Jonah Cox. Batting seventh, the DH, number 2, Cooper Ewell. Batting eighth is the shortstop, number 5, B.J. Cook. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 9, Robert Poisson. And on the bump, tonight for Stockton, the right-hander, number 11, Luis Morales. An 0-3 record of 2.92 ERA. On the other side, for the Grizzlies, their lineup presented by Toyota and manager Steve Solis. The Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Here's the Grizzlies starting lineup. Leading off and playing second base, number 4, Deon Jorge. Batting second, the third baseman, number 33, Kyle Karros. Batting third, the catcher, number 15, Cole Kerrig. Batting fourth is the first baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting seventh, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting eighth is the DH, number 2, Luis Mendez. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 25, Daniel Amaral. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen. A 3-4 record, a 4.69 ERA. So once again, for the Grizzlies, under manager Steve Solis, with the Grizzlies for the day, Landon and Chase, Jorge Karros Kerrig, Messenger Andy Perez Snyder, Bugarin Mendez Amaral, and Franzen on the bump. All right, we'll have the national anthem first pitch right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
What the world do we have?
an outstanding national anthem by Joni Franks. Team President Derek Franks' daughter. What an outstanding national anthem. Get us set for Friday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Your Grizzlies come with a record of 70-47 overall, 34-17 in the second half. The Grizzlies give the ball tonight to left-hander Caleb Franzen. The left-hander has been outstanding all year, a 3-4 record, a 4.69 ERA. He takes on a very dangerous Stockton lineup that has been kept in check over the past two nights. The Ports lineup has only scored one run in each of their last two games, and tonight Franzen looks to continue that trend against a lineup that has Salome, Simpson, Bolte leading off, Franco, LeBoy, Cox in the middle of it, Yule, Cook, Poisson in the bottom three. As we get set for first pitch, 92 degrees outside, clear skies, 6 mile per hour winds out to right field. As we get set for first pitch, glad you could join us. A nice crowd on hand. Touch a Truck presented by Golden State Peterbilt tonight. We also have Lego Dreams presented by Lego as well. And we also have Friday Night Fireworks presented by Toyota. As Caleb Franzen and the Grizzlies wearing their white jerseys this evening, the beige jerseys, they have the Fresno written across the front in red. They have the red numbers in the back. They have their white caps, the red bill, and that big bear on top of that white cap. On the other side, Stockton, they're wearing their gray unis. Stockton written in blue across the front. Red numbers in the front, red numbers in the back. They have the blue caps with the red bill and the anchor on it. Here comes the first pitch from Caleb Franzen. A bunt attempt to the third baseman, Karros. The throw to first is in time. And that is how tonight's game starts. Karros, the third baseman, charging on the bunt attempt from Salome. It goes 5-3, and the first out is recorded. First pitch tonight at 6:58 p.m. here at Chuck Chansey Park. As here comes first baseman Will Simpson. Caleb Franzen, here comes the next pitch tonight. And it's outside, the count at 1-0. We are underway here in downtown Fresno, California. Franzen, one ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it is swung on and missed by Simpson, the count at 1-1. Catcher Cole Carrick this evening. First time that the fans in Fresno can see Carrick behind the dish. Here comes the 1-1 and a foul ball. The count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies have Franzen on the bump. Karros over at third. Andy Perez is at short. Dion Jorge, he's at second. And over at first is Skyler Messenger. Here's the pitch. That's outside. The count now at 2-2. In the outfield from left to right, Jake Snyder, Jesus Bugarins in center, Daniel Amaral in right. 2-2, 1 here in the top of the first. Here's a pitch from Franzen, and a fly ball out to right field. Amaral racing back. He is just shy of the warning track and will make the play for the second out. 2 away, and here comes the right fielder, and Henry Bolte, probably the best hitter in this Ports lineup. Bolte, 13 home runs, 63 RBI in the year, a .255 batting average. 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. Here comes the pitch from Franzen, and it's a line drive, base hit up the middle, and Bolte is on again. A 2-out single, just like he did last night. First hit of the game for Stockton. Bolte 2-for-4 last night, and then on Tuesday in the opener, he was 2-for-4, 3 RBI, including a 2-run homer in the fifth inning. That was a big difference in that contest. As here comes catcher Carlos Franco. Runner at first with 2 outs here in the top of the first. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. And it is outside, the count at 1-0. Our home plate umpire is Tatum Littleton. Over on the bases, David Sobol. Here comes the 1-0 to Carlos Franco. And it is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Grizzlies in the whites. And the Ports in the grays. Count at 1-1. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch, and that's a little bit low in the dirt. And the count now at 2-2. Or 2-1 as Carlos Franco, 1 homer, 16 RBI, batting 279. Here's a check on Bolte, back safely with a head first dive. The throw a little bit offline, but Skylar Messenger going to pick it up. 2-1, 2 outs. Here comes the pitch from Franzen to Franco, and it's fouled off. The count now at 2-2. Carlos Franco, one of the newcomers to the Ports offense last time these two teams matched up. Yaniel LeBoy, Jonah Cox, a couple of the newcomers, as well as Will Simpson, who flew out for the second out of the inning. Two outs here in the top of the first. Here comes the 2-2 from Franzen. And it's a high pop-up. This is drifting out to shallow center field. And it's the left fielder Snyder there to make the play. A clean inning for Caleb Franzen. We had the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Ports and the Grizzlies as right-hander Luis Morales takes the bump for Stockton, an 0-3 record, a 2.92 ERA. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. As Dion Jorge will lead things off, the Grizzlies' second baseman here in the bottom of the first inning. Luis Morales ready to go, and so are we. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and Jorge takes a pitch a little bit low in the count at 1-0. Dion Jorge batting .312, no homers, 19 RBI. A 729 OPS. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Dion Jorge ranked as the Rockies' number 7 prospect on MLB.com. Here comes the pitch. And that's a line drive out to center field. Coming in is the center fielder in Cox. And he will make the play. Jorge was right on it. L8 to start the evening. As here comes the third baseman in Kyle Karros. Kyle Karros, one of the newcomers to the Grizzlies lineup, a fifth-round draft pick in 2023 out of UCLA. Karros, 2 RBI on 2 big hits last night, batting .257. He is a .639 OPS. As here comes the pitch to him, And that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Kyle Karros, his first multi-hit and multi-RBI game last night. 6-5. Here comes the 0-1. And he lines it foul. The count at 0-2. Hopefully everyone's okay towards the dugout. I think everybody is fine. The count at no balls and two strikes. Always scary seeing line drives going foul. No balls. Two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Morales again. And it's in the dirt, and it goes to the backstop. The count now at 1-2 from Luis Morales, who's just 20 years old, joining the Ports for just his fifth game. 6'3", 190 pounds. Here comes the 1-2 from Morales, and it's outside. The count at 2-2. Born on September 24, 2002. He'll be celebrating his 21st birthday after the season is over, from Antilla, Cuba. Here comes the pitch, and that's a line drive, a base hit up the middle. Kyle Karros has a one-out single. He rounds first base, and the Grizzlies have a man on. As Karros continues to hit his third hit in two games, and here comes the catcher in Cole Carrick. If you want to talk about hitting, here's the man to do so. Cole Carrick, since joining the Grizzlies, a competitive balance B round pick out of San Diego State in 2023. Carrick batting .444 with a 1.141 OPS. One homer, five RBI. Here's the pitch, and it's a bunt attempt initially, and it's low. The count at one ball and no strikes. Carrick is a switch hitter, can play multiple positions. We saw him in center in the first couple of games of this series. Now behind the dish tonight. Count at one ball and no strikes. Here comes the pitch, and Carrick, a fly ball out to left field. This is going to be playable, though, for Poisson, and he makes the catch for the second out. Karros back to first base. Carrick retired. So two away, and here comes the first baseman in Skyler Messenger back in the lineup tonight after a night off. Messenger batting .278, 16 homers, a California League best, 73 RBI. He has an .889 OPS. This could be your California League MVP this year. Here comes the first pitch to Messenger, and he lines one foul in the count at 0-1. Skyler Messenger listed at 6'3", 220 pounds, 24 years old, from Colorado. From Boulder, Colorado, went to school at Niwot High School. Messenger went to Kansas and then Texas. As here comes the 0-1 to Messenger, and it swung on and missed, and the ball initially gets away from the catcher, Franco, but no advancement from Karros. The count at 0-2. That ball was just about a foot away from the pads of Franco. No balls, two strikes. Runner at first with two outs here for Fresno. Here comes the pitch. And it's in the dirt. The count now at 1-2. Messenger looking for his first hit of the series. A couple 0-1s for him. Messenger, a couple really good hard hit balls over the past couple of weeks. Had an 8-game hit streak come to an end on Tuesday. As here comes the 1-2. And Messenger swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. We head to the top of the second, no score. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, no score between the Ports and the Grizzlies as Caleb Franzen will take on Yaniel LeBoy to lead off the frame. Yaniel LeBoy, the third baseman, he's DH, he's played first in this series. The only lefty among all the batters on the Ports roster as here comes the pitch. And it is foul tipped in the count at 0-1, just off the glove of Carrig. The count at no balls and one strike from Caleb Franzen. A 3-4 record, a 4.69 ERA. As here comes the 0-1. And that's outside. The count at 1-1. Franzen making his 20th appearance of the season, his 19th start. As here comes the 1-1, and that is outside. The count at 2 balls and a strike. Franzen has been an up-and-down year, but the left-hander has been consistent for the most part for Mark Brewer's staff. As that's inside, the count at 3-1. Franzen has only 7 decisions that have been tagged to his name. 3 wins, 4 losses, a lot of no decisions. Franzen usually goes 5 to 6 innings. As here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count now at 3-2 to LeBoy. Caleb Franzen making his 5th appearance against the Ports, his 5th start as well, an 0-1 record of 4.74 ERA. Here comes the 3-2, and that's called strike 3. LeBoy down on strikes, and Franzen picks up his first strikeout of the evening. One out, and here comes the catcher, or actually the center fielder in Jonah Cox. Jonah Cox with one out here in the second inning. Caleb Franzen, last time out on August 18th at Modesto. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. The count at 0-1. Franzen, a no decision after 4 1/3 innings of 4-run, 3-earned baseball. Here's the 0-1, and that's a ground ball and pass to third baseman in Caros. A one-out single for Cox. Second hit for Stockton, and here comes the DH in Cooper Yule. Now, he allowed 4 runs, 3 of them earned on 3 hits, a career-high 4 walks, and a career-high 9 strikeouts. High pitch count for Franzen in that outing, but the Grizzlies came back to win 6-5 in that contest. And Franzen's pitching in front of some big crowds this year, and another Friday night start for him. As here's the pitch to Yule, and that is a strike. The count at 0-1. Caleb Franzen is 2nd in the California League among all starters in total attendance. And tonight should surpass Jordy Vargas, who hasn't been with Fresno for a bit. Here's the throw to 2nd, and it is not in time. A stolen base. Jonah Cox going on the pitch. It was a little bit low. Carrig bouncing it in. The second baseman, Jorge, applying the tag. But it's a stolen base, so runner at 2nd with 1 out. The count at 1 ball and 1 strike. So Jonah Cox, the stolen base. Just the 3rd stolen base attempt against Carrig this year. As here comes the 1-1 from Franzen. And it is in there. And the count now at 1-2. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. Caleb Franzen, 6'3", 200 pounds. The southpaw is 22 years old. Here comes the 1-2 to Yule. And that is a chopper foul down the third baseline. The count remains at 1-2. Franzen, born in Phoenix, Arizona, attended Westland High School in Westland, Oregon, then went to the University of Portland, where he was drafted by the Rockies in the 12th round in 2022, pick number 356 in his junior season.
Franzen celebrated a birthday in June. And the left-hander gets a start this evening. Their Friday guy, he was their Tuesday starter initially. Pitched on opening night, 4th of July, and a couple day games as well as the pitch is just outside to Yule. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franzen 3 pitches, fastball, slider, changeup. Fastball can range anywhere from 87 to 93. Franzen more of a movement type of pitcher with all of his stuff. As here comes the 2-2, and that is fouled off. The count stays the same to Cooper Yule. Runner at second with one out. Here in the top of the second inning, no score between the Ports and the Grizzlies. Caleb Franzen, 3 seasons with the University of Portland, making 40 appearances as a starter and reliever. As Cole Carrick coming to talk to the left-hander. Franzen, as we said, has been very consistent this year. We know what to expect from the left-hander. His majority of starts, 4 to 6 innings, allows between 2 to 4 runs. And Franzen's been outstanding so far this year. As here comes the pitch once again to Yule, and it is low in the count now, full 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3 balls, 2 strikes here in the top of the second. Runner at second with one out. Here comes the 3-2. And it is fouled over to the right side and out of play. And the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caleb Franzen, a very, very smart left-hander. Lanky build, funky arm slot. Maintains good arm speed on his changeup with sinking action. As here comes the 3-2, and that is high ball 4. It is a walk to Yule. So Yule wins the battle. Now runners at first and second with one out for shortstop B.J. Cook against Caleb Franzen here in the top of the second inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's the pitch from Franzen. That's a fly ball out to right field. Amaral going a long run. He dives and misses it. It goes all the way to the wall. This will be extra bases, and a run will come in for Stockton, and it's an RBI double for B.J. Cook, and the Ports have a lead. Jonah Cox comes in to score. Up to third goes Yule. B.J. Cook, an RBI double. And just like that, the Ports, an early lead. Third hit of the game for Stockton. Second of the inning. Now runners at second and third with one out for Robert Poisson, the 9-hole hitter, as the Grizzlies infield comes in. Amaral laying out, came up empty. Here's the pitch, and that is foul tip to count at 0-1. By the way, going back to it, you can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Ground ball back to Franzen. Franzen picks it up. He throws it over to first in time. No advancement by any runner. It goes 1-2-3. And with 2 outs, here comes the second baseman in Derek Salome, who's 0-for-1 this evening. Again, we'd like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As here's Salome, already 0-for-1, the leadoff hitter tonight. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. That is high for a ball. The count at 1-0. So the Ports an early lead. The Grizzlies, they had taken control the past 2 nights and never looked back. Now Stockton looking to even the series up at 2 games apiece. Here comes the 1-0. That is high. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. Franzen already hurt by the walk this evening. The Grizzlies will keep an eye on the game in San Jose between Modesto and San Jose. As here comes the 2-0 from Franzen, and that is fouled off. The count at 2-1. The Grizzlies, a four-game lead in the second half over the Modesto Nuts. Still six games against Modesto. That will be our final homestand of the 2023 regular season. The Grizzlies will head on the road next week before that final homestand. Here comes the 2-1, and that is fouled off. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. To Derek Salome. Runners at second and third with 2 outs. 1-0 Stockton here in the top of the second inning. Caleb Franzen looking to get out of the frame without any more damage. Got a big second out against Poisson. Here comes the 2-2. And it is fouled off right to the on-deck circle on the port side. And the count stays the same at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caleb Franzen has pitched to a lot of contact this year. The left-hander would love to get out of the frame without any more runs. Here's the 2-2, and it's a fly ball out to center field. Bouguereau is there, and he will make the catch to end the inning, but not before an RBI double from B.J. Cook. 1-0 Stockton as we head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0. The Grizzlies trail the Ports as Andy Perez will lead things off against Luis Morales. The Grizzlies trailing early as here comes the first pitch to Andy Perez. And it is outside, the count at 1-0. Andy Perez, a season-high 3 hits last night. He also had an RBI. Andy Perez, a very good hitter. As here comes the 1-0 to him. And it's a ground ball sharply hit to the shortstop. This is Cook over to first in time. And Perez is retired 6-3 with the first out. As here comes the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Hummus Republic, voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with 2 locations in Fresno, one right in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street, and one that just opened on Palm and Knees next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, 2 Fresno locations. Find them on Instagram and Facebook. Hummus Republic Fresno, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies, and tonight's press box food here in the bottom of the second. Count is 1-1 to Jake Snyder here in the bottom of the second inning on August 25th as he lines one sharply to the third baseman. LaBoy, who is playing in, scoops it up over to first in time. It goes 5-3. 2 outs now as here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bouguereau. And Snyder, a smile right there as he knew he hit that ball very hard right to LaBoy. 99 miles per hour off the bat, 99 on the fastball from Morales. As the first pitch is inside on the breaking ball, the count 1-0 to Jesus Bouguerin, the Grizzlies center fielder. Bouguerin, 10 homers, 62 RBI. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled off. The count at 1-1. Bouguerin will swing at a little bit of everything, but batting 268. One of the most powerful hitters in this lineup. As here comes the 1-1, that is a strike. The count at 1-2, 98 there from Morales. Didn't realize Morales threw that hard. This is the first time the Grizzlies and myself has seen the right-hander. Here's the 1-2, and Bouguerin fouls it off. 83 on the slider away. Morales only 20 years old. Coming up through the system with the Athletics. This year spent time with three different teams, making his fifth start with the Ports. As there's a chopper foul by Bouguerin, the count remains at 1-2. An 0-3 record, a 2.92 ERA before tonight's outing. Morales 12 1/3 innings, 11 hits, 8 runs, 4 earned, 7 walks, 16 strikeouts for Luis Morales. Count is at 1-2. Here comes the pitch to Bouguerin, and a check swing. Did it go around? He did not. The count at 2-2. Bouguerin, Luis Morales here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0, Stockton leads Fresno. Here's the pitch, and a high chopper to the third baseman, LeBoy. LeBoy over to first in time. 3 ground outs. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Morales. We head to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 1-0, Stockton leads Fresno. As Will Simpson, who's 0-1, will lead things off against Caleb Franzen. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As that's inside, the count at 3-0 to Simpson. Franzen, all three pitches barely missing. Will Simpson batting second in the lineup for the Ports. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. The count at 3-1. Here in the top of the third inning. And again, we thank Express Furniture Rental, being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here's the pitch, and a skied ball out to right field. This is playable for Amaral. Amaral moving a little bit and will make the play for the first out. It goes F9. And here comes the right fielder in Henry Bolte. Bolte 1-for-1, a single up the middle. By the way, both outs for Simpson tonight, fly outs to right field. So now to Henry Bolte. Long blonde hair from the back of his blue helmet. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Good pitch by Franzen getting ahead. Franzen loves wearing these Fresno beige jerseys, as that's outside. The count at 1-1. Franzen, as we said, attended Westland High School in Westland, Oregon. In his senior year, threw a no-hitter in the second round of the Oregon Class 6A state playoffs versus Bend. As that pitch is outside, the count at 2-1. Here comes the pitch from Franzen, and it is a strike. The count at 2-2. His high school, West Lynn, won on a walk-off single in the seventh, 1-0. He allowed one walk and struck out 7 in the game. Here comes the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. And it is swung on and missed, and the tag applied from Carrick quickly. And that is the second strikeout and second out of the inning. And here comes the catcher in Carlos Franco. So 2 outs now. And Carlos Franco is 0-for-1, will strike to the plate. So Simpson and Bolte both retired as Franzen looking for his first 1-2-3. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-0. Caleb Franzen. Here comes the 1-0. And it's a high chopper to the third base of Karros. Karros gobbles it up. 0 to first in time. And Franzen has a 1-2-3 third. We have the bottom of the third. Dosing Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0. Fresno trails Stockton as Luis Mendez will lead things off against Luis Morales, who's the number 7 prospect in the port system. Morales signed as an international and drafted free agent in 2023 by the Athletics. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. 20 years old from Cuba for Morales. Fastball can get up there to the triple digits. As here comes the 1-0, and Mendez takes a called strike. The count at 1-1. 1-1. Here comes the pitch from Morales, and it is inside. The count at 2-1. And Morales was considered to be the top pitching prospect of the 2023 international signing period. The Athletics signed him for $3 million. As that pitch is low, the count now at 3-3 to Mendez. He set an under 18 record for strikeouts with 161 as Mendez flies one foul, the count at 3-2. Across 82 and two-thirds innings between 2 years in Cuba's Serie Nacional, he defected from Cuba in 2021 to Mexico, where he trained with a former Cuban national team pitcher and Maels Rodriguez. As Mendez fouls it off, the count remains at 3-2. Rodriguez, a former Olympian, regularly threw 100-mile-per-hour fastballs. And that's where Morales boasts an electric arm. He also a good slider, changeup, and curveball combo. As here comes the 3-2, and Mendez right to the third baseman in LeBoy for the first out. LeBoy didn't even have to move. And with one away, here comes the right fielder in Daniel Amaral. That ball was thrown at 98 miles per hour. Mendez off the bat at 77, but LeBoy was playing right in the perfect spot for the first out. Here in the bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno. Here comes the pitch to Amaral, and that is high for a ball. The count at 1-0. And the Grizzlies have not seen this right-hander Morales yet, who spent time with the DSL Athletics, the ACL Athletics, and now with Stockton, his third team. This is, in his career, his 12th game, 11th start. He is 0-5 with a 3.06 ERA. And that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-1 to Amaral. Morales does have a hold. That was with the DSL Athletics, where he worked 11 total innings. As that pitch is low as well. The count at 3-3. But Morales, we've already seen the electric arm so far. Here comes the 3-1. And that is fouled off by Amaral. The count at 3-2. 6'3", 190 pounds for Morales. This Grizzlies lineup, 9 singles last night. They already have one tonight as Amaral fouls off another 3-2. Kyle Carroll's the only batter to reach so far for the Grizzlies. 6 straight retired for Morales as here comes the 3-2. And it is a line drive, a base hit to right field. Amaral wins the battle. Second hit for Fresno, first of the inning. Runner at first with one out for Dion Jorge, who's 0-1. And now it's a matchup of 2 number 7 prospects in both organizations' systems. Jorge, number 7 for the Rockies. Morales, number 7 for the Athletics. Jorge lost the battle the first at-bat, looking to win this one. Here comes the first pitch, and it's a breaking ball inside. That was gorgeous, and Jorge jumping out of the way to count at 0-1. It's also a battle of Cubans, as here comes the 0-1 to Jorge. And it is foul tipped into the glove, and the count now at 0-2. Dion Jorge looking for his first home run as a Grizzly. Line drive hitter, known for his glove. Both he and Morales combined for $5.8 million in signing money. As the 0-2 is in the dirt, the count at 1-2. Good stop there from Franco. Whips the helmet and mask off quickly. With the count now at 1-2. Runner at first with one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Jorge looks in to Morales, who's looking for his sign. Pitch clock down to 7 seconds. Here comes the pitch from Morales, and that is outside. The count at 2-2. Good take there from Jorge on the breaking ball. I think Franco knew it too. Jorge was expecting fastball all the way, had already stepped with his front foot. 2-2. Runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch, and Jorge, ground ball. This could be 2. Cook to second, over to first, a double play. 6-4-3, and Morales, 3 clean innings. We head to the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Top of the fourth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. The Ports lead the Grizzlies 1-0, and Mako Abelou Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leproveneceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Mako Abbott and Lou Provence Apartment Homes, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. First pitch strike to Yenuel LeBoy from Caleb Franzen. Here comes the 0-1. And that is foul tipped into the glove of Carrick. The count now at 0-2. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the 0-2 from Franzen to LeBoy. And time called at the dish by LeBoy as Franzen was holding on a little bit longer than the batter wanted, trying to get back into a rhythm. LeBoy struck out looking his first time up. Here comes the 0-2. And that's in the dirt. Good stop there from Carrick. The count at 1-2. Caleb Franzen, 6'3", 200 pounds. Tall left-hander. A lot of lefties in this Grizzlies pitching staff. Here comes the 1-2. And a line drive base hit into right field. LeBoy, a two-out single. Fourth hit now for Stockton, and here comes the center fielder Jonah Cox, 1-for-1, a single, stolen base, and run so far. Friday night baseball, Caleb Franzen, so it's a Friday Franzen night. We have Touch a Truck presented by Golden State Peterbilt. We also have Lego Dreams presented by Legos. And Friday night fireworks presented by Toyota. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. The count at 0-1. Great night at the ballpark, great set of promotions. We have another great weekend worth of promotions for you. As here comes the 0-1, and that is fouled off. The count now at 0-2 to Jonah Cox. Tomorrow night at 6:50 p.m. on August 26th, it's a Fulton Street Party featuring Lowriders de Fresno. Come support downtown Fresno and come watch your Grizzlies. You could get a Grizzlies black hat, a giveaway tomorrow for the first 1,500 fans. As that is low, the count at 1-2. Emblem and everything on that cap. On Sunday at 5:05 p.m. on August 27th is Chuck Chansey Heritage Night, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. A Save Mart Sunday and run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. We also have pregame catch on the field. Come join us for some catch before the game from 4.05 p.m. to 4.35 p.m., and I hope to see you here at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch, and Cox down on strikes. Third strikeout for Franzen. First out of the inning, and here comes the DH in Cooper Yule. Yule walked his first time up in a great battle between the two. A lot of promotions here at Chukchansey Park. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Not a lot of chances to watch your Grizzlies here in the regular season. The Grizzlies only 8 more home games after tonight. A lot of great promotions for the final homestand of the season. From September 5th through the 11th against the Modesto Nuts in a key series. Fan appreciation on Sunday. We have Stanley from the office coming for a visit as well. Maybe bring some spaghetti. Hopefully he will not drop it at home plate or something. We also have Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, and I can't wait to see the Grizzlies wearing those. Count it. No balls and a strike. And another check on the runner. Back safely is LeBoy. Count remains at 0-1. But again, lots of great promotions. A great team in the Grizzlies who are in first place in the California League North Division standings. And a chance to watch them possibly clinch a playoff berth. We'd love to have your support. As that is low, the count now at 1-1. If you come here to Chukchansey Park, you can indulge in a lot of different amenities from the Fresno Social. Come enjoy a nice cold beverage and overlook the bullpen out in left field. As here's the pitch, there goes the runner. The throw from Carrig is a little bit low. The tag, and he is safe. A stolen base for LeBoy. Runner at second with one out. The count now at 1-2 to Cooper Yule, who walked his first time up. Besides the Fresno Social, we also have the Splash Park presented by Community Medical Centers. If your kids want to come enjoy the Splash Park, I recommend you bring a towel and a lot of sunscreen. Very warm outside, 92 degrees here at first pitch. You also have the new video board out in left center field. As the pitch is high, the count at 2-2. Right in front of that video board, our pool and our grassy berm where you can enjoy the game from one of the best parts in the park. Manual scoreboard out in right center field. New lights, new sound system, and a new playing surface. As here's a ground ball to the third base of Karros. Looks back the runner. The throw to first is in time. What a play from Karros. Seeing the defense ability tonight for Karros. It goes 5-3 for the second out. And here comes the shortstop in B.J. Cook. 1-for-1 with an RBI double to right field. Got past the diving Daniel Amaral. Two outs, runner at first. New playing surface, as we were talking about, as that ball was hit right in that nice little grass area. As here comes the pitch, and that is a strike. The count at 0-1. If you want to come check it out, I recommend you do so. Grab your tickets right now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Come say hi to Parker, come get some great concessions, and enjoy some Fresno Grizzlies baseball. Here comes the 0-1 from Franzen to Cook. And it is outside. The count at 1-1. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0. Stockton leads Fresno. Two outs here in the fourth inning. Runner at second. That's LeBoy. Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. Good pitch down the zone from Franzen to Cook there. And Franzen looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Franzen's had 1-1-2-3 inning. That was back in the third. Two outs here in the fourth inning. Runner at second. Franzen looks in. Here comes the 1-2. And it is called strike three on the inside part of the plate. And Cook is out to end the inning. We had the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain.
It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno. As Kyle Karros, who's 1-for-1, will lead things off. One of two hits tonight for the Grizzlies. As Fresno would love to tie this game up right here off the bat of Karros. As here comes the first pitch from Morales, and it is inside, the count at 1-0. From Luis Morales. Morales, as we said, only 4 games so far with Stockton, as that pitch is inside, the count at 2-0. Last time pitched on August 18th versus San Jose. Picked up the loss after 4 innings of work, allowed 1 hit, a home run. He also hit a batter, had 2 walks, struck out 5. Morales was fantastic in that outing. Actually, it wasn't a home run. It actually was a walk in that. Either way, though, the right-hander in Morales picked up the loss. 0-for-3, hasn't gotten a win yet, but still working to get better and better in each outing. As here's the pitch, and that is inside, and that is ball 4, and Karros draws a leadoff walk. So Karros has reached base twice now. First walk issued by Morales. And here comes the catcher in Cole Carrig. As there's action down in that Ports pen already here in the fourth inning. It's the left-hander Garrett Irvin. Cannot mistake that left-hander. As the mound visit between Morales and Franco is over. Bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno. Cole Carrig 0-for-1 tonight. Here comes the first pitch to him. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Cole Carrig, a switch hitting multiple position player. Born in Modesto, California. Went to Turlock High School. So a Central Valley product. Here comes the 0-1, and it is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. Carrick played his college ball at San Diego State and caught a lot of eyes after showing off the arm during showcases for the draft. As he swings and misses on a pitch down and in, and he is out. Second strikeout for Morales. First out of the inning, and here comes the first baseman, Skyler Messenger. Messenger 0-for-1, he struck out his first time. Runner at first in Karros, and now to Messenger. Messenger is still looking for his first hit of this series. Here comes the pitch from Morales, and that is low. The count at 1-0, you can see the slide step from Morales, very quick. You don't usually see a lot of guys at this level have that kind of quick of a slide step. A slide step is a way to keep the runners close to first base, as that is a called strike. The count now at 1-1 to Skyler Messenger. Grizzlies trail 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch from Morales, and Messenger takes it low. The count at 2-1. Skyler Messenger, he this year has 20 multi-RBI games and 24 multi-hit games. As here comes the 2-1 to him, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-2, and he chased after a pitch right there. Skyler Messenger has really been able to find the back control, and right there on that swing, did not know what was coming from Morales. 2-2, runner at first. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside, just missing, and a little bit high as well, and the count now at 3-2. And Franco was trying to show that that was a strike in his mind. Skyler Messenger now, here comes the 3-2, and it's a ground ball, hard hit to the second baseman, a 4-6-3 double play, and that will end the inning. We head to the fifth, 1-0 Stockton. You'll see Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park Ticket Office. So get yours now.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0, Stockton leads Fresno as Robert Poisson will lead things off against Caleb Franzen. Poisson 0-1, a ground out back to Franzen in the second inning here in the top of the fifth as the Grizzlies trail 1-0. Nice crowd on hand for Friday night baseball. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of minor league baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of minor league baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the 0-2 to Poisson, and it is fouled off to the netting. The count remains at 0-2. Poisson signed with the Athletics. That was back in 2019 for $5 million out of the Dominican Republic. Poisson, here comes the 0-2, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch from Franzen. Down and away, and he is out on strikes, and Franzen already up to 5 strikeouts tonight. One away, and here comes the second baseman in Salome, who's 0-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. So now here's Salome, Here comes the pitch to him, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch from Franzen working the outside part of the plate. Counted no balls in one strike. Caleb Franzen against Derek Salome. Left-hander Garrett Irvin continues to loosen down the pen for the Ports as here comes the 0-1 from Franzen. Winds and deals. That is going to hit the home plate umpire and Tatum Littleton. Oh, man. That's not fun at all. Goes right past the catcher, Carrick, right into the foot of Littleton. And they're going to have to check on Littleton and make sure he's okay. We fill in athletic trainer this week as Justin Wilson enjoying a couple days off. And Littleton checking his foot right now. That's never fun. While we have a quick break in action as well. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansi Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. As Littleton looks to be okay, that's never fun to get hit at any part of the body, let alone the foot. On a fastball, an off-speed pitch, a lot of movement right there. Carrick just missed the ball and it hit the wrong part of Littleton's foot. As the next pitch is outside, and the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Here comes the 2-1 from Franzen. And that is a high chopper foul. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Here in the top of the fifth inning. The Grizzlies head on the road to Visalia for a commuter trip next week. And then finish out the regular season against the Modesto Nuts right here at Chukchansi Park. As that pitch is inside, the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here at beautiful Chukchansi Park, where it's 324 feet down the left field line. It is 385 feet to left center. As that is low, and that's going to be a walk to Salome. It's a one-out walk. Second walk now for Franzen. And here's Will Simpson, who's 0 for 2. 385 feet over to left center field, right in front of that grassy berm. You also see that big video board on left center field. It is 400 to dead center. You see that pitch clock as well out in left center field. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed by Simpson. The count at 0-1. If you skedaddle across that manual scoreboard in right center, you hit that short porch in right where it's 335 feet. As here comes the 0-1 from Franzen to Simpson. And it is fouled off. The count now at 0-2. But Chukchansi Park, easily the most beautiful ballpark in the California League, if not in minor league baseball. Again, 335 feet down the right field line. The Grizzlies bullpen right there as well. And then the Ports bullpen down the left field line as there's a check on the runner, Salome. He's back safely. 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno here in the top of the fifth inning. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 0-2 to Simpson. Long pause. Here's the pitch outside. And now a check over. And Messenger dives for that ball. It was a one bouncer from Carrick. Count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. They're checking on Salome over there. Salome, good speed. Listed at 5'9", 182 pounds. Simpson at the plate is listed at 6'4", 225. Talk about a difference. As here comes the 1-2, and that is high. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franzen looking to get Will Simpson out right here. Jose Escorche, the former Stockton Port, he was even a little bit shorter than Salome. As here comes the 2-2. There goes Salome. Swung on and missed. The throw to second. It's online, and it's a strike-em-out, throw-em-out. That will end the inning, and we head to the bottom of the fifth with some momentum. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno. As a new pitcher for the Ports is the left-hander, number 10, Garrett Irvin. He takes over for Luis Morales. The Athletics' number 7 overall prospect goes 4 scoreless innings, allowed 2 hits and 1 walk. He struck out a pair as he now gives way to the pen. And Garrett Irvin, who is very tough out of the Ports pen, comes in a pitch. And the first one to Perez is outside, the count at 1-0. Perez was looking to bunt there initially. Garrett Irvin is 24 years old, 6 feet, 185 pounds. Here comes the pitch, and it's a bunt, and it's going to go foul. The count at 1-1. Garrett Irvin from Corona, California, signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2022 by the Athletics, was initially drafted by the Red Sox in 2019 in the 40th round, went to Arizona. That's right. This year has done a little bit of everything and multiple stops here for the Athletics. As here's a foul ball from Perez, the count at 1-2. Among Stockton and AAA Las Vegas, Irvin has appeared in 32 games now out of the pen, a 7-1 overall record, a 2.97 ERA. Here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Irvin. Down on strikes goes Perez for the first out of the inning. And up steps the left fielder in Jake Snyder. But Irvin, only one game with Las Vegas, an inning of work. He was fantastic and then came back here for the Ports as they were taking on the Grizzlies. A 3.01 ERA overall with Stockton, over 30 games out of the pen. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. The count at 0-1. 3 holds, 2 saves, and 4 chances for Irvin. 68 2/3 innings. Has done a little bit of everything for the Ports. As here's the 0-1, and Snyder, a slow chopper back to Irvin. Irvin off-balance throw is in time to get him. 2 outs now, and Irvin making quick work of both lefties in the Grizzlies' middle of the lineup. And here comes Jesus Bugarin, who's 0-1 tonight. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going. Only 3 base runners tonight. Garrett Irvin, short blonde hair from the back of his blue and red cap. A big 10 on the back of his gray jersey. As here comes the pitch. And that is high for a ball. The count at 1-0 to Jesus Bugarin. Jesus Bugarin listed at 5'10", 180 pounds, only 21 years old. As he lines one out to left center field, that ball will get down, and it splits the gaps. Extra bases for Bugarin, a two-out double. And the Grizzlies have their first extra base hit since Wednesday. So Bugarin lines one to the gap. The crowd gets going here on a Friday. Third hit for Fresno, and now here's DH Luis Mendez, who's 0-for-1. And a prime opportunity for Mendez to pick up RBI number 16 on the year and to tie this game up. A lefty-lefty matchup, though, but Bugarin lined that one nicely to left center. That's his 14th double of the season. As here's the pitch to Mendez from Irvin. And it swung on and missed the count at 0-1. Looked like the breaking ball at 82 miles per hour. Good pitch there from Irvin. Luis Mendez at the dish, looking for his first homer of the year. Here comes the 0-1. Long look back at Bugarin, and Mendez flies one to left field. That ball is going towards the left field line, but it goes foul into the netting. The count now at 0-2. That was one of those plays that initially, if it looked like it was going to be fair, would have landed in no man's land. And Mendez, with the speed, would have probably switched places with Bugarin. Instead, you'll have to battle now, and no balls in two strikes. Runner at second with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As now, some talk over from the umpires about something that has landed onto the field. Make sure everyone's okay. Probably a baseball or something that landed that wasn't supposed to. Make sure they get it off the field. It was a baseball down that left field line. As here comes the 0-2 to Luis Mendez. The Grizzlies have only left one base runner on. Here comes the 0-2. And it is outside. The count at 1-2. Good stop there from Franco. Good athleticism from the young catcher on the outside part of the plate. The Grizzlies looking to tie this game up here. Stockton's already left four base runners on here in the fifth inning. Here comes the 1-2. And Mendez fouls it off just barely. It looks like it also got a piece of Franco, the catcher. The count remains at one ball and two strikes. Luis Mendez started the year here in Fresno. A quick stint with the ACO Rockies to work on some hitting and fielding mechanics, but the 20-year-old back with the Grizzlies for the playoff push. Here comes the 1-2 to Mendez. Again, a long look to Bugarin. Here's the pitch. And he foul tips it into the glove to end the inning. We head to the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 1-0, Fresno trails Stockton. As Henry Bolte, who's 1-for-2, will lead things off against Caleb Franzen. Action now in the Grizzlies bullpen, as the right-hander Sergio Sanchez starts to get loose. Here comes the pitch, and it is way high and outside from Franzen. The count at 1-0. Franzen not happy with that pitch initially. One ball, no strikes. As Gregorio Petit, the third base coach and ports manager, grabs that baseball. Here's the 1-0. That is inside and a little bit low. And the count at 2 balls and no strikes. Against Henry Bolte. And he grounds that one foul towards the third base coach and Grizzly, or the ports manager and Petit. And he makes a nice play as he throws the ball high into the crowd. Count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. The count now at 3 balls and 1 strike. The Grizzlies trailing 1-0 here in the sixth inning. Caleb Franzen. Here comes the pitch, and it's grounded foul. Now 3-2. Franzen, if he gets through this inning, he will tie a career high in innings pitched. The left-hander has allowed, tonight he has allowed 4 hits, as here comes the pitch, and that is low, ball 4, as Carrig smothers that ball, and Bolte's on for the second time with a walk, a leadoff walk, third one issued by Franzen, and here comes the catcher in Carlos Franco. Franco 0-for-2 tonight, here in the top of the sixth inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the sixth inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Bolte steals second base in the process, as that is a called strike to Franco. The count now at 0-2. So runner at second here with no outs here in the top of the sixth inning. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch right there from Franzen. Elevates the zone, and that is the 7th punch-out for the left-hander. And with one away, here comes the third baseman in Yaniel LeBoy. LeBoy 1-for-2 tonight, a single and a stolen base. As the Grizzlies trailing 1-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. And there goes Bolte for third. The throw is on line, and they got him! Bolte is out! That's the second out of the inning, and Carrick has his second caught stealing. What a play! It goes 2-5 on the caught stealing, 2 outs now. Bolte, with the third baseman and Karros playing off the bag, tried getting there, and what a tag and what a throw. As here's a fly ball to left field. Coming in is the left fielder, Snyder. He's there, and that will end the inning. Caleb Franzen ties his career high with 6 innings of work. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park Ticket Office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 1-0 Fresno trails Stockton. As Daniel Amaral is 1-for-1, will lead things off. The 9-hole hitter in the Grizzlies lineup. Here comes the first pitch from Garrett Irvin, and that is a little bit low. The count at 1-0. There'll be Amaral, Jorge Queiroz here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Daniel Amaral, 25 years old, or 26 years old. As here comes the pitch, and that is a strike. The count of 1-1. Sergio Sanchez continues to loosen down in the pen for Fresno. As here comes the 1-1 to Amaral. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Daniel Amaral wears number 25 on the back of his jersey. Gets ready once again. His dad, Rich, played with the Mariners. As here comes the 1-2, and that is outside. The count at 2-2. Amaral, from Long Beach, California, went to Huntington Beach for high school. As here comes the 2-2 from Irvin. And that is a high chopper. The third baseman, LeBoy, coming in. The throw to first is offline, but a good job by Simpson staying on the bag for the first out. It goes 5-3 for the first out. And here comes the second baseman and Dion Jorge, who's 0-2. Jorge, a line out to center field his first time up, and then a double play back in the third inning. Here comes the pitch from Garrett Irvin, and that is low. The count of 1-0. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Give you an update on the game going on at Excite Ballpark between Modesto and San Jose. As Jorge swing and a miss, the count now at 1-1. Garrett Irvin, Dion Jorge, here comes the 1-1. And that's in the dirt, the count at 2-0, and it looked like it caught the catcher in Franco. Never feels good in general. We've already seen a couple balls at the dish where someone was hit by it. Franco on that one, we saw the home plate umpire and Tatum Littleton catch a ball off the foot a little bit earlier. Count of 2-0. Two balls, one strike to Dion Jorge. Everyone ready to go again. Here comes the pitch from Irvin. Wines and deals, here it is. And that's inside. The count now at 3-0. Irvin, 6 feet, 185 pounds. Not the biggest left-hander, but mix and matches his pitches. As that's outside, ball four into one-out walk. And Jorge is on. That is just the second walk by Stockton pitching, as here comes the third baseman, Kyle Queiroz. Queiroz has reached base both times, a single and a walk so far. Kyle Queiroz, just like Daniel Amaral a little bit earlier, went to UCLA for their college. His dad, Kyle's dad, Eric, played for the Dodgers, and his brother Jared plays in the Dodgers system. As here comes the pitch, and that is going to get away from the catcher in Franco, and Jorge up to second base. Looked like a pass ball initially. Franco didn't realize it got past him, and Jorge had to stop as well. We look back on the replay, it looked like Franco had no idea that it was coming on the inside part of the plate the way it was. It's a wild pitch by Irvin, initially listed by our official score. So runner at second here with one out. And Carroll's an opportunity for an RBI. Here's the pitch, and Carroll's a ground ball softly hit to the second baseman. Salome is up with it over to first in time. Up to third goes Jorge. It goes 4-3 for the second out, and here comes Cole Kerrig 0-2 tonight. And Kerrig, an opportunity to tie this game up with Jorge at third. Cole Kerrig, the number 11 prospect in the Rockies system. And the first time tonight we get to see him from the right side against the lefty in Irvin. Kerrig, a very, very good hitter. We saw it in Modesto in his first week as he checks his swing on an inside pitch. Did he go? Yes, he did. The count at 0-1. Kerrig not happy with the call from the field umpire in David Sabal. Count of no balls and one strike. Garrett Irvin. Tough part of the lineup with Kerrig and Messenger on deck. Here comes the 0-1 to Kerrig. And it is outside. The count at one ball and one strike. Kerrig, a very aggressive base runner. A very good hitter as well. You don't see him take a lot of walks. Finds his pitch and drives it kind of batter. Kerrig, three triples last week in Modesto, breaking a Grizzlies franchise record. As the count of 1-1 to him. Here comes the pitch to the 21-year-old. And it's high and inside. The count at 2-1. And Kerrig is only 21 years old, and the Grizzlies have been around for 25 years. It puts in perspective how crazy of a record that he broke was. It was tied with two by multiple players, including Jesus Bugarin earlier this year. As here comes the 2-1, and Kerrig, that's a strike, now 2-2. Kerrig had two triples in his first two at-bats, got his third one an RBI triple in the eighth inning. In the Grizzlies' win over Modesto. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch to Kerrig, and he will foul one off just above us. The count remains at 2-2. Last night we had a ball in the booth, and again, a chance it goes right above us. Two balls, two strikes. The difference is that one you can see all the way. The one last night dropped in front of us and bounced into the booth. But that one was also a hard hit from Kerrig at 76 miles per hour. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and Kerrig swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. We head to the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab
the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno as Sergio Sanchez takes over on the bump for the Grizzlies. Left-hander Caleb Franzen's done for the night. 6 innings of one-run ball for Franzen. His 6 innings ties a career high for him. He allowed 4 hits and 3 walks while striking out 7, too shy of a career high. And now it's Sergio Sanchez, the hard-throwing right-hander, out of the pen. Here in the top of the seventh inning, stay tuned for scores around the California League. As here comes the first pitch from Sanchez to Jonah Cox. And it's outside, the count at 1-0. Sergio Sanchez, 6 feet, 180 pounds with a right-hander. Here comes the 1-0. And that is fouled off, the count at 1-1. Sergio Sanchez, 22 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2018 by the Rockies. Second season now with the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a fly ball out to center field. A long run for Amaral and Bugarin. And it's the right fielder Amaral there to make the catch. Cox retired for the first out. He's now 1-for-3 with a run. And here comes Cooper Yule, 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. Yule, a catcher mainly, but he is the DH this evening, wears the number 2 on the back of his jersey. Against Sergio Sanchez. Sanchez, last year with the Grizzlies, led the team in relief appearances. He also was second in wins, did a little bit of everything for Fresno. Back again this year to work on his craft. That's counted 0-1 to Yule. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside, the count at 1-1. Sanchez in his 33rd game now out of the bullpen. A 2-1 record, a 2.81 ERA. 4 holds, he's 2-for-3 in save opportunities. 51 1/3 innings, 62 strikeouts. A 1.31 whip. As that's inside, the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Sergio Sanchez wearing some black sleeves underneath his jersey. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a strike. The count at 2-2. Sanchez, a plethora of pitches. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. All of them have a lot of movement to them. Here comes the 2-2 from Sanchez. And it's a fly ball out to right field. Amaral is there, and he will make the catch. 2 outs now, and Amaral's made both plays. With the shortstop, B.J. Cook, coming to the plate. He has the lone run tonight, or lone RBI tonight, an RBI double back in the second inning. 1-for-2 this evening. As the Grizzlies trail 1-0. As it's now time for scores around the California League. We'll continue if the inning goes to the bottom of the seventh here in the California League scoreboard. As here comes the pitch from Sanchez, the count at 0-1. In the top of the sixth inning, Modesto leads San Jose 4-2. Modesto has won the first 3 games of the series so far. 3 runs in the fourth, the difference in that contest. As that pitch is outside, the count now at 1-1 to B.J. Cook. The Nuts have a double from Swiss Bell and also Moncada. Emerson is second double since joining Modesto. As here comes the 1-1, and that's a strike. The count at 1-2. RBI for Sweetspell and Smith for Modesto. On the other side for the Giants, a double from P.J. Hilson. As here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Sergio Sanchez has a 1-2-3 seventh. It's time to stretch here at Chuck Chansey Park. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno as Skyler Messenger, who's 0-2, will lead things off against the new pitcher for the Ports, right-hander Frank De La Rosa, as he takes over for Garrett Irvin. Garrett Irvin was outstanding out of the Ports pen. As here comes the first pitch to Skyler Messenger. De La Rosa finally coming set. Here comes his first pitch to Messenger. Long pause again. Here it is. And that's outside. The count at 1-0. Final line for Garrett Irvin. 2 innings of work. 1 hit. No runs. 1 walk. 3 strikeouts for the left-hander. As he gives way now to De La Rosa. The count at 1-0 to Messenger. Here comes the 1-0, and it's inside. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. We were talking about scores around the California League. Let's head back to Excite Ballpark, where San Jose trails Modesto 4-2. Modesto gave the ball to Michael Morales. He pitched 1 inning. As Messenger swings and misses, the count at 2-1. Morales coming back. He's been dealing with a little bit of arm fatigue, and then Shaden Peavyhouse now taking over. 4 innings of work for him. Modesto, they've won 3 in a row against San Jose, 4 overall. As here's the 2-1 of Messenger and a high chopper to the third baseman, LeBoy, over to first in time. It goes 5-3, and Messenger is retired for the first out. As here comes the shortstop and Andy Perez, who's 0-2. Let's head over to the game in Inland Empire, where Visalia leads Inland Empire 4-2. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Visalia 3 runs in the first inning, which included a triple from Jose Fernandez. He also has a double. Fernandez has all 4 RBI tonight for Visalia. As he first pitches inside, the count at 1-0. The Rawhide will host the Grizzlies next week at Valley Strong Ballpark. And that game in the bottom of the eighth as Inland Empire just scored a run. Matt Kootenay, an RBI triple. And that is with only 1 out. So Inland Empire could tie the game up. As here comes the pitch to Perez. A high chopper again. And the third baseman, LeBoy, he snags it. And the throw to first in time. 5-3 for the second out. And here comes left fielder Jake Snyder, who's 0-2. And the Grizzlies just can't catch a break so far this evening. Let's head over now to Rancho Cucamonga that barely are beating Lake Elsinore 6-5 in the seventh inning. 6 runs by Rancho Cucamonga in the second, 5 runs by Lake Elsinore in the fifth. They have combined for 13 hits. As here comes the pitch to Jake Snyder. And it is in there, the count at 0-1. For Lake Elsinore, their leadoff man, Bush Jr., 2-for-3 with 3 RBI. He has 2 doubles. Nick Vogt, a triple. He has an RBI as well. For the Quakes, they have a multi hit game for Thompson at the bottom of the lineup, the former LSU Tiger. A double for Lorenzo and Mangeli, Sam Mangeli, at the bottom of the lineup. He has two RBI. So a lot of close games tonight. 6-5 Rancho Cucamonga against Lake Elsinore. 4-3 Visalia against Inland Empire. And 4-2 Modesto leads San Jose. Here comes the 0-2 to Snyder. Check swing. Did he go? He did not in the count at 1-2. That was a close pitch as Snyder did not want to be the casualty third out. Our score here, 1-0. Stockton leads Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh. A one-run game. The Grizzlies, in their three innings, they like to score in. As here comes the pitch to Snyder, and that is low in the count at 2-2. Snyder 0-2 this evening. 25 years old from Waterloo, Iowa. Signed as a free agent in 2023. 2-2. Here's the pitch from De La Rosa, and it's called strike three, and Snyder will take off for first base, and they tag him to end the inning. The Grizzlies still scoreless. We head to the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the eighth inning. 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno. Austin Becker will take over for Sergio Sanchez here in the eighth inning. Sergio Sanchez, one perfect inning. He struck out a batter as well. And now to Austin Becker, the right-hander, as he takes on Robert Poisson, who's 0-2 this evening. Becker, 6'5", 215 pounds. He's from Ohio. 23 years old, will celebrate his 24th birthday in the first days of September. Signed or drafted in the 16th round by the Rockies in 2022, went to Vanderbilt and then Texas Tech, the former Red Raider. As here comes the 1-0, and that's outside. The count at 2-0. Becker, his last outing was very good against Modesto, so back in this evening. The right-hander in Becker. Here comes the 2-0. And that is high. The count now at 3-0 to Robert Poisson. So Grizzlies trying to get something going offensively. Have been a very quiet night. Just 7 combined hits. Here comes the 3-0 from Becker. And that is inside, ball 4. And a leadoff walk to Poisson. That is the fourth walk by Fresno pitching, as here comes the second baseman, Derek Salome, 0-2 with a walk as well. Hummus Republic, voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with 2 locations in Fresno. One right in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street, and one that just opened on Palm and Knees next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food. Pitas, bowls, wraps, 2 Fresno locations. Find them on Instagram and Facebook. Hummus Republic Fresno, proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies, and tonight's press box food here in the top of the eighth. Mound visit between Mark Brewer, the pitching coach. Actually, that looked like the whole infield came in as well, too, to get on that mound visit. Mark Brewer probably talking a little bit about what Salone might do. Salone bunted to start the contest this evening. Did end in an out, but they have to be careful of that situation. Stockton, nothing to lose. They've already been eliminated from playoff contention after last night's loss. As here's the pitch to Salome. It's high. The count at 1-0. Austin Becker, tall right-hander. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch. There goes the runner. The throw to second. It is not in time as it gets away from Jorge. And the stolen base for Poisson. Lots of base running tonight for Stockton. Runner at second here with no outs. And the count to Salome at 1-1. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow for Saturday Night Baseball. A Grizzlies black hat giveaway expected for the first 1,500 fans. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a strike. The count at 1-2. Good pitch there from Becker on the outside part of the plate. Austin Becker, the second pitcher out of the Grizzlies' pen. Will come set around the belt. Here comes his 1-2. And it is a ground ball, hard hit. And now the play to third to get Poisson, and he is out. The shortstop and Andy Perez saw that Poisson was going in front of him and decided that he would go the easy route. So it goes 6-5 for the out as Salome will reach. Runner at first now with one out. And Will Simpson, who's 0-3, will stride to the plate. And a big mistake by Poisson. A high chopper. I don't know exactly what Poisson was thinking in that situation. Against Austin Becker, here comes the pitch now to Simpson. A check on Salome. He's back safely. Becker appearing in his 21st game all out of the bullpen. A 2-3 record, a 7.06 ERA. One hold, two saves on the year. Becker, a 1.80 whip. As here's the pitch, and that's a high pop-up. This is drifting towards the first base side and out of play. And it bounces high, and some fans will get a souvenir right there. Here in the eighth inning. As the Grizzlies trail the Ports 1-0. Some updated scores in the California League. 6-5 still Rancho Cucamonga leads Lake Elsinore. And Visalia got out of the jam against Inland Empire. They lead 4-3. 5-2 though, Modesto leads San Jose. As that's a strike, the count now at 0-2 to Simpson. Runner at first with one out here in the top of the eighth. The Grizzlies looking for a comeback clause win tonight. It would be their 18th of the season. Here comes the 0-2, and it is a ground ball by Messenger. He throws it to second, and this will be a double play. Skyler Messenger, a one bouncer to him. He snags it, tags the bag, and then the throw to second, the tag applied to get Salome to end the inning. A double play. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the eighth inning. And it is 1-0 Stockton leading Fresno. As Pedro Pineda will take over in left field and playing way back towards the... Pineda's way back there in left field. I don't know why he's near the warning track. As the first pitch almost hits Bugarin, the count at 1-0. So Pineda out in left field now for Poisson. And he will bat ninth to Jesus Bugarin now against De La Rosa. Here comes the 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-1, right to the backstop. So the new left fielder, Pineda. Pineda wears the number 29 on the back of his jersey. He's a right-hander. Here comes the 1-1 to Bugarin, and it swung on and missed the count at 1-2. So Pineda in left. De La Rosa on the bump. 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the eighth inning. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a ground ball to the shortstop. Cook is up with it. The throw to first is in time, and Bugarin is retired. 6-3 for the first out. Here comes the DH in Luis Mendez, who's 0-2. Mendez, another lefty, and it looks like it will be a pinch hitter. It'll be Bryant Betancourt coming in a pinch hit here for Mendez. So a couple changes for either team. So now it'll be number 3, Bryant Betancourt, to pinch hit for Mendez. Betancourt has been very good for Fresno of late. He had a career-high 3 hits last night, and manager Steve Solis going to his bench to trust a guy to pick up a hit in this spot. Here comes the first pitch from De La Rosa, and it is low. The count at 1-0. Bryan Betancourt, 19 years old, from Venezuela, 5'11", 170 pounds. Signed in as an international undrafted free agent in 2021. Here comes the 1-0, and Betancourt takes it high. The count at 2-0. Daniel Amaral on deck. As the Grizzlies trying to put something together here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They just have 3 hits, a Bugarin double, a single by Karros, and a single by Amaral. Here comes the 2-0 to Betancourt. And that is inside, and the count at 3-0. Good spot there from De La Rosa. De La Rosa listed at 6'8", 200 pounds. He's from Dominican Republic. Signed as an international and drafted free agent in 2019. And here comes the 3-0 from the right-hander. And it is a strike. The count at 3-1. Frank De La Rosa joined Stockton when the Grizzlies were in town at Banner Island Ballpark in early July. They counted 3-1. Here comes the pitch, and that's a line drive out to left field, and it goes foul. And the count now at 3-2. So 3-2 now to Betancourt. Frank De La Rosa, as you said, 23 years old. Frank Jr. De La Rosa. He is appearing with Stockton in his 12th game out of the pen, a 1-0 record, a 6.19 ERA. Here comes the 3-2 to Betancourt. Long pause by De La Rosa. Here's the pitch, and that is another foul ball by Betancourt. We'll do it again at 3-2. Blaise Pontes in the pen for Stockton, our pregame guest just the other night. He is the Ports closer. As the Ports trying to split the first four games of this series. Here comes the 3-2, and that is high ball four. A one-out walk to Betancourt. Third walk issued by Stockton pitching, and it'll bring up Daniel Amaral. And a mound visit now between Franco and De La Rosa here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And it'll be a pinch runner. E.J. Andrews Jr. will pinch run now at first base. So Andrews Jr. will pinch hit, the former Fresno State Bulldog. And again, Steve Solis trusting his bench options right now. So now E.J. Andrews Jr. will pinch run. He will stay in as the DH as well, looks like. So now Daniel Amaral, runner at first here with one out. Amaral, one for two, a single back in the third inning. Nice crowd on hand, waiting for Friday night fireworks. They would love some fireworks for the game first. Here comes the pitch from De La Rosa, and it's going to hit Amaral! And runners at first and second now. Amaral gets beamed with that pitch in the back at 94 miles per hour. Andrews Jr. to second. Amaral the hit by pitch. We now have runners at first and second with one out for Dion Jorge. 0 for 2 with a walk. And here comes manager Gregorio Petit out of the Ports dugout. And he will go to the pen. We'll be back right after this. A pitching change here at Chukchansey Park.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansey Park. We're still in the bottom of the eighth inning. Runners at first and second with one out. Dion Jorge, who's 0 for 2 with a walk, will stride to the plate against Blaise Pontes, the closer for the Ports. The Grizzlies looking to tie and take the lead here in the eighth. Here comes the pitch to Jorge, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Blaise Pontes from Hawaii, 6 feet, 185 pounds. A 16th round draft pick out of Hawaii in 2022. Pontes has been one of the most consistent relievers out of the Stockton pen. Here's the pitch, and it's low. The count at 1-1 to Dion Jorge. Blaise Pontes wears number 16 on the back of his jersey. Sporting some tattoos on his right arm. Has a count at 1-1, 1-1. Runners at first and second. Here comes the pitch. And that is a strike to Jorge. The count now at 1-2. Runner at first is Amaral. He was hit by a pitch. The runner at second is Andrews Jr. Blaise Ponce is the third reliever out of the pen. Here comes the 1-2 to Jorge. And it is swung on and missed. He elevates the fastball for the strikeout. Jorge down on strikes, a big second out of the inning. And here comes Kyle Karros. Karros 1-for-2. He's reached base twice, a single and a walk. And this is a big spot for the youngster. Karros looking to tie this game up. Andrews Jr.'s great speed at second, so a ball to the outfield would score him. As here comes the first pitch to Karros from Blaise Pontes. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, the count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies, they need this one tonight as Modesto, they lead San Jose 5-2 in the eighth. One ball, no strikes to Karros. Here comes the pitch from Blaise Pontes. And that is outside, the count at 2-0. Blaise Pontes joined us on the pregame the other day. Got to tell us a little bit about the travel that was going on with Hawaii. And he said he was pretty much with his teammates every day because of their travel over to the States, to the continental United States. As here comes the 2-0. And that is low, now 3-0. Cole Carrig on deck. Pontes this year, all season with Stockton, 36 games. He's made one start, an 0-4 record, a 3.40 ERA. Five holds, eight saves. Here comes the pitch, and it is a strike to Karros, the count at 3-1. And the anxious Friday night crowd waiting for a big hit to erupt here at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 3-1, and that is low, ball four, and it will load the bases. Karros has reached base three times. He walks up to third, Andrews Jr. to second, Amaral. And here comes Cole Carrig. Bases loaded, two outs. Bottom of the eighth inning, it's time to get loud. California looking for a comeback clause win tonight here at Chukchansey Park. Carrig 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. He is due right here. Here comes the pitch from Pontes. And Carrig swing and a miss in the count at 0-1. Cole Carrig had a big series against Modesto. Part of a couple big wins in that series, batting .410, a 1.056 OPS. Here comes the 0-1. Here it is, and it is line foul. The count at 0-2. Good pitch from Pontes up in the zone, and Carrick's going to have to battle. 93 there from Pontes on the elevated pitch. Pontes has done a little bit of everything for Stockton. A 1.35 whip. He's been put into some tough situations this year. This one might be the biggest one of all. Bases loaded, two outs. Bottom of the eighth inning, 0-2 to Carrig. On deck, Skyler Messengers. Here comes the 0-2 to Carrig. And it is swung on and foul tipped at the dish. Oh, man, just getting a piece of it was Carrig. The catcher Frank almost had in his glove. Carrig trying to battle right now. 5,594 in attendance for Friday night baseball. Here comes the 0-2 once again to Carrig from Pontes. And it is a fly ball foul. We'll do it again at 0-2. Carrig stays alive here. Nice crowd on hand at Chukchansey Park. 5,594 people ready to explode on a Carrick possible hit. No balls, two strikes once again. Here comes the pitch from Pontes. Long pause. Here it is. And it is a fly ball to left field, but the left fielder in Pineda is there, and that will end the inning. And Carrig leaves the bases loaded as we head to the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno. Austin Becker back out for another inning of work. Henry Bolte will lead things off. He's 1-for-2, a single and a walk so far. He's also stolen a base and has been caught trying to steal third. And the Ports getting out the bases loaded jam in the bottom of the eighth. As here comes the first pitch from Becker to Bolte. And it is a breaking ball called a strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with Adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. As here comes the pitch from Becker to Bolte, and it's a fly ball into shallow right field, and Messenger gives a look, but it goes foul right near that Grizzlies bullpen. The count now at 1-2, and we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth inning. Count at 1-2. Becker comes set. Here comes the pitch to Bolte. And it is swung on and missed. Good pitch there. And Becker strikes out Bolte for the first out. That is the first strikeout for Becker as well. And here comes the catcher and Carlos Franco, who's 0-for-3 tonight. The heart of this Stockton lineup. Great pitch right there from Becker going right back to the breaking ball. Becker, as we said, went to Texas Tech. His dad, also a former Major League player. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Andy Perez over to first. It is in time for the second out. Now 6-3, two away for the third baseman and Yaniel LeBoy, 1-for-3 of the single and a stolen base. And Becker looking for two scoreless innings. And it would be two big scoreless innings if he can do so. Becker, he had two scoreless innings in his last outing against Modesto. Fanned a pair in that outing. Here comes the pitch to LeBoy. And it's high in the count at 1-0. And LeBoy's been very good defensively tonight at third base. Count at 1-0. Here's the pitch from Becker. And it is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. Austin Becker trying to get through the inning. Davis Palermo in the pen for the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-1. And it is in the dirt. The count now at 2-0. Grizzlies need a comeback win the ninth inning. It'll be a walk-off if so. It'll be 4-5-6 in the Fresno lineup against Blaise Pontes. Here's the 2-1, and that is a ground ball. Hard hit to Perez again. He gobbles it up over to first in time. Austin Becker, two scoreless innings of work. We had the bottom of the ninth. It's time to walk it off. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Ports 1-0. It's time for a walk-off win tonight here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Friday night baseball game, 4-6 between two California League North Division foes, the single-A affiliates of the Rockies and Athletics. As Skylar Messenger will lead things off against Blaise Pontes, who's back out for the save opportunity. And Messenger takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. Messenger 0-3 tonight. A strikeout, double play, and a ground out for him against Blaise Pontes. Modesto leads San Jose 5-2, so the Grizzlies need this one. Here's the 0-1, and Messenger flies it foul. And the count now at 0-2. A souvenir in the sweep. Count remains at no balls and two strikes here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Skylar Messenger, 16 home runs this year, 73 RBI. Here comes the pitch. And he flies one foul again to right field. And the count remains at 0-2. Friday night fireworks presented by Toyota following tonight's contest. Stay tuned for the post-game show as well. Here comes the 0-2 to Messenger from Blaise Pontes. Here it is, and it's outside. The count at 1-2 went breaking ball there. Might have been the fastball, actually. A little bit on the outside part of the plate either way. Lots of tailing action on that one. One ball, two strikes. Skylar Messenger. Here comes the 1-2. That's outside. Now two balls, two strikes. 93 from Pontes. Lots of action on that pitch from Pontes. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it is fouled off. Messenger stays alive. Grizzlies looking for a big win tonight. They need it. Lead by four games in the California League North Division second half. Modesto winning tonight in San Jose. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Messenger once again from Pontes. And it's in the dirt. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andy Perez on deck. Back-to-back lefties after Messenger. Messenger would love to reach base. 86 miles per hour on that pitch in the dirt right there. Here comes the 3-2 to Messenger. And it's in the dirt, ball 4, leadoff walk. That's how you start the ninth inning off Fresno. Another walk, that's 5 now by Stockton pitching. And here comes Andy Perez, 0-for-3 tonight. Andy Perez can do a little bit of everything. We'll see if the bunt situation gets put on here. Perez, a bunt single against Modesto just last week. That's how the Grizzlies won last Friday. It was an Andy Perez bunt single that stayed fair down the first baseline. So the third baseman in LeBoy coming in. As Zach Agno starts to get loose down in that Fresno pen. Messenger will lead from first. Here comes the pitch to Perez. Long pause by Pontes. Here's the pitch. Still a pause. Here it is. And that is a strike. The count at 0-1 on the inside part of the plate. To Andy Perez, 92 miles per hour. RPMs at 2,000 on the spin rate. Blaise Pontes, a very good pitcher from Hawaii, as Perez fouls off the 0-1. The count now at 0-2. Pontes from Mililani, Hawaii. Been there his whole life and now playing in California for the Stockton Ports, drafted by the Athletics. He didn't know that he was on the radar from any team. Glad to have the opportunity, making the most of it. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and Perez is out. First strikeout of the inning, second strikeout for Pontes. And with one out, here's Jake Snyder, who's 0-for-3. And now you can see the outfielders coming in a little bit. The left fielder, Pineda, was playing so far deep, he was on the warning track. As here comes the pitch to Snyder. And Snyder fouls it off. The count at 0-1. Runner at first with one out here in the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies trailing 1-0. A low-scoring affair tonight. 7 total hits. We've had 9 walks. More walks than hits tonight. One hit by pitch as well. Jake Snyder, can he play hero? Here comes the 0-1. And Snyder, swing and a miss. The count at 0-2. Lots of movement on those pitches from Pontes. 93 up in the zone. And the Grizzlies have not been able to catch up with it. Jesus Bugarin on deck. He's had the biggest hit of the game. A double back in the fifth inning. Jake Snyder, the left fielder way in. The center fielder and the right fielder playing a little bit back. Here comes the 0-2 to Snyder. From Blaise Pontes. Long pause again. Here's the pitch. And it is high for a ball and outside. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Or 1 ball and 2 strikes, excuse me. Runner at first is Messenger. He's got okay speed. Snyder's got great speed, though. Here comes the 1-2. And it is outside, now 2-2. Good pitch from Pontes again, trying to get that outside part of the plate at 92. He's gone predominantly fastball, and Franco, the catcher, not happy with the call. Looked outside on the replay. Let's count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and Snyder takes it high, ball 3. And the count now full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at first with one out here in the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies looking for a walk-off win tonight. Fresno this year has 6 walk-off wins. They haven't had one since July 4th. Here's the 3-2 to Snyder. There goes Messenger, and it swung on and missed. And that is the out. Messenger takes second. So Snyder is out, but Messenger now in scoring position. 3 strikeouts for Pontes, 2 in the inning, and here's Jesus Bugarin, a runner at second with 2 outs. Bugarin, 1-for-3 with a double tonight. Can Bugarin bring the magic? As here comes Petit out of the dugout to argue. I wonder if they were saying if it was a foul ball and why Messenger would head to second. And Tatum Littleton giving a quick response. It is a stolen base for Messenger, by the way. So two outs. Runner at second, Jesus Bugarin, the center fielder in Cox, playing way back there. Here comes the pitch from Pontes to Jesus Bugarin. And it is foul tipped and the count at 0-1. Bugarin swinging right off the bat. 91 miles per hour. Bugarin, the biggest hit of the night so far. Can he have a bigger one here in the ninth inning? The Grizzlies would love to walk it off in front of a nice Friday night crowd. Here comes the 0-1 to Bugarin. And it is swung on and missed in the dirt. The count now at 0-2. Modesto, San Jose in the bottom of the ninth inning as well. So Jesus Bugarin's going to have to battle right here. Two outs here in the ninth inning. Runner at second. The Grizzlies left the bases loaded in the eighth. Now here in the ninth inning, runner at second in scoring position. The Grizzlies would hate for it to end like this. Here comes the 0-2 to Jesus Bugarin. Pontes looking for another punch out. Here's the pitch. And it is swung on and missed, and Blaise Pontes strikes out the side in the ninth inning to end it, and the Ports win 1-0, and the second half lead is down to 3.5, maybe 3, in the next 10 minutes. We head to the postgame show. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. For the postgame show, a wrap-up of tonight's game as the Fresno Grizzlies fall to the Stockton Ports 1-0. Stockton improves to 44-74 overall, 19-33 in the second half. Fresno now 70-48, 34-18 in the second half. Final line, Stockton, one run on four hits, no errors. They left four on base. Fresno, no runs on three hits, no errors. They left seven on base. The winning pitcher, Garrett Irvin, now 8-1. The loss to Caleb Franzen, now 3-5. The save to Blaise Pontes, his ninth. Time of the game, 2 hours and 23 minutes, in front of a paid crowd of 5,594. Well, not much when it comes to scoring plays. In the second inning, an RBI double from B.J. Cook. A diving play from Amaral and Wright went right past his glove to the wall. Scored Jonah Cox, who singled and stole a base in the frame. That was all she wrote in terms of runs. The Grizzlies just had 3 hits on offense. Jesus Bugarin a double. Singles by Kyle Carrolls. He reached base 3 times. And a single by Daniel Amaral. He reached base twice as well. The Grizzlies, they left 8 runners or 7 runners on, 4 left on by Stockton. Lots of base running though for the Ports. They had 4 stolen bases, 2 caught stealing overall tonight. A stolen base as well for Fresno. Grizzlies left-hander Caleb Franzen takes the tough luck loss. He's now 3-5. Tied a career high with 6 innings of 1-run ball. 4 hits, 3 walks. He struck out 7. Sergio Sanchez and Austin Becker, 3 hitless and scoreless innings. They struck out a pair of batters. On the other side for Stockton, Luis Morales, 4 scoreless innings. He was outstanding. 2 hits, 1 walk, 2 Ks. And then Garrett Irvin picking up the win. 2 scoreless innings. He struck out 3. Frank De La Rosa, an inning and a third of scoreless ball. But Blaise Pontes, 4 Ks. He went an inning and 2/3, picks up the save as the Grizzlies fall tonight 1-0. A tough loss to the Ports as they have split the first 4 games of the series. And Modesto, they're about to knock off San Jose. So the lead is down to 3 in the California League North Division. That makes tomorrow a big possible win for Fresno. First pitch at 6:50 p.m. for August 26th, Saturday Night Baseball. Fresno gets the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco, the 20-year-old, is 6-2, a 4.60 ERA. He'll be countered by one of Stockton's newcomers, right-hander Alejandro Manzano. No record, a 2.25 ERA, so it should be a great battle. Manzano, he is only 21 years old. And that is tomorrow. We have a Lowriders Day Fresno evening. The Grizzlies will be sporting their Lowriders jerseys, a Fulton Street party, and a Grizzlies black hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. Well, that will wrap it up tonight. The Grizzlies fall 1-0. The winner, Irvin. The loss to Franzen. The save to Pontes. 2 hours and 23 minutes in front of 5,594 fans. That will wrap it up tonight, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.